Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic milestone in India's nuclear program has just been achieved, marking the country's entry into the second stage of its three-stage nuclear program, a journey that began decades ago with a vision to harness India's vast thorium reserves. First, let's understand the significance of this achievement. The prototype Fast Breeder Reactor, or PFBR, located at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu, has achieved first criticality. But what exactly is first criticality? It's the moment when a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction is achieved in a reactor, where each fission event produces enough neutrons to trigger at least one more fission. This is a crucial step, but it's not the same as power generation or grid connection. The sequence of events is quite specific. First criticality is followed by low-power physics experiments to verify the reactor's behavior at minimal power, then power ascension with gradual increases in power output while closely monitoring safety, and finally, grid connection and commercial operation, which is still pending approval from the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board. The PFBR itself is a significant technological achievement, with a complex design that involves burning plutonium-239, or Pu-239, in a fast breeder reactor, or FBR, while using a thorium-232 blanket to breed uranium-233. This process is part of India's three-stage nuclear program, conceived by Dr. Homi J. Bhabha in the 1950s to overcome India's limited uranium reserves and utilize its vast thorium reserves. The logic behind this program is straightforward. Stage 1 creates spent fuel containing Pu-239, Stage 2 burns this Pu-239 in FBRs while breeding U-233 using a thorium blanket, and Stage 3 uses U-233 to power advanced heavy water reactors, or AHWRs, fueled primarily by thorium. India has approximately 950,000 tons of thorium, which is enough for centuries of power generation at scale. But why did it take over 15 years longer than planned to achieve this milestone? The reasons are complex. One major challenge was the complexity of handling liquid sodium, which burns on contact with air or water and requires highly specialized engineering. Another challenge was fuel fabrication, as the mixed oxide, or MOX, fuel used in the PFBR requires reprocessed plutonium from pressurized heavy water reactor, or PHWR, spent fuel, and supply chain delays were a significant issue. Safety approvals were also a major hurdle, particularly after the Fukushima disaster in 2011, which tightened safety standards globally. And finally, the supply chain for highly specialized components, such as steam generators and sodium pumps, was limited, with a restricted domestic manufacturing base. Now, let's put this achievement into context. India is now one of only a handful of countries operating a fast breeder reactor, joining Russia and China. This is a significant milestone, not just for India's energy security but also for its strategic position in the global nuclear landscape. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is now a major player in the nuclear energy sector, with the capability to design, build, and operate complex reactors like the PFBR. The success of the PFBR also has implications for the sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India, or Shanti Act, which was passed in December 2025. This act enables private Indian companies to enter the nuclear power sector for the first time, although the PFBR itself remains a government project under the Bharatiya Nabhikya Urja Nigam Limited, or Bhavini, and the Department of Atomic Energy, or DAE. The success of the PFBR validates India's indigenous FBR technology, providing a reference design for future units, makes Stage 3, which involves thorium, technically credible, and strengthens the case for the Central Electricity Authority's target of 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The PFBR achieved first criticality on 6th April 2026 at 8:25 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The reactor is designed to breed uranium-233 using a thorium-232 blanket. India has approximately 950,000 tons of thorium, which is enough for centuries of power generation at scale. The PFBR is the third fast breeder reactor in operation globally, after Russia and China. India plans to build 6 more FBRs at Kalpakkam following the successful commissioning of the PFBR. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key keywords to remember are PFBR, Bhavini, IGCAR, 3-stage nuclear program, fast breeder reactor, MOX fuel, breeding ratio, first criticality, thorium, and the Shanti Act. These terms are crucial for understanding India's nuclear program and its implications for the country's energy security and strategic position. In conclusion, India's achievement of first criticality in the PFBR marks a significant milestone in the country's nuclear program, demonstrating its capability to design, build, and operate complex reactors. This achievement has far-reaching implications for India's energy security, strategic position, and environmental sustainability, and is a testament to the country's commitment to harnessing nuclear energy for its development.